What is Obdy? Wondering whether the myth be life ayont to your yard is naething new. The ancient Greek philosophers Democritus and Epicurus deluged the myth be either some gate, though the most kenspeckle was Anaximander. But the philosophers Aristotle and Plato that threep it we should spend our time in what we can see, rather than what we myth deluge, had a strong influence over Christian European thinking, and so it became almost a heresy to differ with the teachings that the fathers of religion followed. In the 15th century, Nicola Cusa was among the first Christian philosophers to speak anent the subject, followed by the Frenchman Willem Vorelong. The Italian freer Giordano Bruno spak aboot sindry warlds afore threats for the Inquisition turnt him off. But the work of the Frenchman Bernard Lebovier cried On trouve ça sur la pleuratie de mots turned out to be gay important to thinkers of the Enlightenment of the 18th century. Among the gentlemen scholars of the days in Scotland that deluged the myth belief of their gates was the natural philosopher Sir Dovet Brewster, a son of Jethert in the Borders. His most important work sub to this was More Worlds Than One, The Creed of the Philosopher, The Hope of the Christian, set forth in 1854. In this work, he debated life ayont the yard and through the universe. Another kenspeckle body was the Dominie and Minister Thomas Dick for the hill town of Dundee. In 1838, he wrote a book cried Celestial Scenery, or The Wonders of the Planetary System Displayed. In this, he threepit that ilka warld in our sun gird had folk intult, and set out to reckon how mony utrals there micht be a'thegither. He deluged that it maun be as mony as 22 trillion souls. We micht crack a smile nowadays, but keep in mind that scholars of their own age hadna yet the means to see whether the warld's our ain sun gird could ud uphod life. In they days, in the 19th century, when folk in America and Europe thocht the life on other worlds, they deluged that it maun be muckle like human life, but no being Christian, no as weel laird or skeely. In other words, academics and philosophers thocht the same gate as the colonial poors of the day. The first Scot to write a work that we nowadays would call a work of lee science was Thomas Erskine, 1st Baron Erskine. In his novel Armata fae 1817, Erskine spak of age between warlds and a sailing ship till a warld that was in mony wise like our ain, but where folk was fleggit with changing technology. A weel seen comment anent the dreads of his ain time. As all the eeks and ideas of a 1950s Lee science picture out of Hollywood, of age half warld, a fremit planet, and utrals, though muckle like ourselves. Almost the first body to propone that utrals micht be gay unalike on a human body was the Frenchman Camille Flammarion in his book La pluralité des mondes habités, set forth in 1862. And in these 20 and 30 years, scrivers such as the Englishman George Herbert Wells gied us a flegsome vision of this in Lee Science works such as First Men in the Moon and War of the Worlds. It was Abelin's for this time, in the blatters between empires, technology and science, that our dread was born of the idea of invasion for other worlds, be creatures that micht scunner our human een. But the important question, asked it by the Italian atomic scientist Enrico Fermi, back in 1950, and yin that mony spears to this day, is, what is Obdy? Fermi, while working to make the first nuclear reactor in the USA, listened to the debate anent deluged utrals and craft that micht could travel the gate of the yard. But spear, gin that was the case, what why had they no paid us a visit be now? Sign this question was cried the Fermi paradox. In pert reply to this, the American astrologue Frank Drake, in 1961, came up with the Drake equation a kind of reasoning that used a puckle factors to reckon the likelihood of the number of civilizations in our galaxy that wasn't just lang heed it, but had the can to send out strong radio signals. The later factors comprehended the idea that all lang heed it specie micht aye self perish by a certain stage, and we ourselves micht be wheeled down the same gate. Gin this is recht, it maybe gies us the reason we hinna heard fae onybody ither. Some folk deluses that there micht only be a heech civilization at ony gien time in a hail galaxy, and gien who far aff yin galaxy is fae another. This is why we divna hear a cheap back. After all, the nearest stands to the yard, apart for Aenion the sun, is the three that belongs Alpha Centauri, some 4.37 licht year awa. And the nearest of the three is Proxima Centauri, about 4.24 licht year awa. Had we a craft driven with nuclear power, it would take about 1,000 year to win at Proxima, so there's nae way ony human could mak sic a voyage. By the same reasoning, mony folk threeps that nae utero made of flesh could mak sic a voyage either, and say it is maist unlikely that UFOs is for other worlds. Unless, in course, we are nae speaking of biology, but rather progs or robotic chiels, making the voyage through undemous time. But Dre confirm me, it has been suggested, mich no a factor in chiels we hinny even thought about. So like dark matter, we just dinny ken.